You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mike Yang.
God bless football, Stugatz.
We have a delightful surprise for our audience today. Diana Russini is going to join us. I'm very excited about this. And I have a delightful surprise for Billy Gill. I mean, this is... Ooh. And Mikey has a very special update. Did some digging. Has a report on if the Hartford Whalers benefit at all from the merchandise sold by another hockey team. I mean...
What? I don't like your surprises for me, because typically what? They're not fun for me.
Like, are you saying you don't like Diana Russini? I mean...
No, that's not what I'm saying. You said you have a surprise for me after you said you have Diana. Yeah, and usually the surprise you have for me are not presented as surprises. They're presented as, I told you that already. So what is today's surprise? Because I don't know where you are, number one. And right. I went back through emails, and I saw your original email saying you would be working through Thursday on vacation, and you left on Wednesday. So I know that some games happened and things may have changed, but I don't like surprises. What is this surprise you have for me?
I know you don't like surprises. I am working. This is Thursday. I'm just working remotely. That's all. Remotely.
That's not.
I am in North Carolina. My daughter's team they've made it to the Final Four, Northwestern, and they will play Denver and Syracuse and BC, the other two teams. So I am in Carolina here to enjoy the Final Four and perhaps play Pinehurst 2, 4, 8, and 9, and perhaps go to a Dead and Company show. But I am here for my daughter, my family, and the Final Four, Billy. That's what I'm here for.
You are yelling today. You're very excited, it seems. Sorry,
I am. I have a surprise.
Yeah, look, see if you can turn down
surprises.
Turn down the volume a little bit on your mic if you can, because you are very excited today, it seems.
It's the Hartford Whalers news. I mean, that's what it is. Where do you want to start, Billy? So that's where I am. I'm in North Carolina, Final Four. Good luck to Northwestern this weekend. My family's coming up. I'll be playing golf when they get here. Yes?
Wait, where is your family now? You went up without your family?
Yeah, so I am up here now because we had to record God Bless Football. Billy, I do some planning. Like, if I left with my family today, then we'd really be in a rut. You know what I'm saying? I didn't do it for those reasons. I did it so I could play Pinehurst before my family got up here. I mean, it's really the only... And my dad's coming. This is very exciting. It's a
because,
big weekend.
Because of your daughter or because of the golf?
To play Pinehurst.
Okay. You know who you should have talked to is you should have talked to Taylor before you left, because he's a Carolinian, I think. Well, he's a New Yorker, but he's also like in that whole North Carolina... I don't want
to
say cult.
UNC.
Yeah, but it's a cult. He's in that whole, like, you know...
That
world.
Cult.
Also, Skip, you should talk to Skip, see if Skip could hook you up with anything up there.
Well, unfortunately for Skip and for Taylor, North Carolina choked and didn't make it to the Final Four. So,
but you're there. You're in North Carolina.
Yeah, but not at the University of North Carolina.
They run that state.
Taylor does?
Well, not Taylor, but...
Skipper, maybe.
I have a question for you. So now that this is the Final Four, right? When is the championship?
Sunday.
Okay, and then we're done with the travels. Then we're going to be all back in studio all the time, or
well, no, then the Dead and Company final tour, that kicks in. Right?
Okay,
but I'll be back next week. I was supposed to stay in Carolina for the shows in Charlotte and Raleigh, but I'll be back next week, and then I'll make another quick trip up to Raleigh for the Dead show. How about that?
Hey,
and perhaps
you.
Some more Pinehurst. Yeah? Yeah.
Thank you for coming back. I mean, that's nice of you.
You're a dick.
What's the surprise? I don't like surprises. What's the surprise?
It's do we
want the update on the Hartford Whalers first?
So for those who do not know, last week on, I don't even think it was God Bless Football. I think it was Stupidity. We were talking
about football.
Was it? Okay. So
God Bless Football.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we were talking about the fact that when you go to Connecticut, they still sell Hartford Whalers gear. And we were wondering who gets that money if the team doesn't exist anymore. And I believe they became the Carolina Hurricanes, right? So we thought maybe they're profiting off of the former team name. And Mike went and did some digging, some reporting. I don't know what your process was, but you told us that
I went undercover. I infiltrated certain areas, but I found out that actually the Carolina Hurricanes get all that money because technically they still own that logo and those rights. And you can go on NHL, like if you go on the official site, you can order Hartford Whalers type stuff from the Carolina Hurricanes page.
So,
way to keep giving them your money, Hartford.
Now, do the people who own the Whalers also own the Hurricanes? Is that?
Yeah, I think they moved, and that's why the Hurricanes are so hated here. Okay. But they're gone anyway from the playoffs. So
okay, I still feel like the someone in Hartford deserves that money. I'm not certain, but I mean someone associated with that team. So football wise, guys, and in South Florida, we are all glued to the hockey team and the basketball team, but the NFL is a 12-month proposition now. It never stops. It never, ever, ever stops. So, Billy, what was the big news? What did Chris Sims tease to us last time he was on? Chris Sims is a regular here on God Bless Football, and he was teasing something that he was about to do with Mike Florio on PFT.
Chris Sims was doing his annual top 40 quarterback situation, and I was wondering where it is that he was going to put Tua, because last year he put Tua, I believe, in the low to mid-20s, or I guess high 20s, depending on how you look at it. But yeah, I was wondering where he's going to put Tua, because I feel like he's still... Here's the funny thing about Sims, if we're going to go like super deep inside.
Right. His jersey is hanging in your room right now, right behind you. Yes.
I like Chris Sims.
You are loyal to Sims. You love Chris Sims.
I like him. I don't know if I love him still after the shenanigans that he pulled. But anyways, so Chris Sims, I think it's fair to say, is not a fan of Tua. And he will dispute that, but he is not a fan of Tua. And it's discredited Tua every time he gets a chance to. All last season, he would just poo-poo all over Tua. You know what I mean? And then Radio Row and Super Bowl came, and I guess they were supposed to have Tua on, and then Tua came on with Dan, and it didn't go great, let's just say. And then there was a clip that circulated, and it was out of context, and I was viewed as like this horrible person for a question I asked Tua, which was meant to be a lighthearted follow-up to kind of move away from the situation. But missing that context, I looked like just a terrible person. Tua, by the way, great guy. Yes, Stu guys?
Yeah, Billy, I'd like to clear that up. The portions with Dan did not go well. The portions with me and you out at Radio Row went like swimmingly. It was fantastic. He loved us. He did.
Well, we talked Subway sandwiches. He signed my jersey that I have hanging up over here on the wall.
We did what you're supposed to do at Radio Row for a guest. That's what we did.
We tried, yeah.
Yes,
so anyways, long story short, I guess at some point, Tua made a couple more appearances and then canceled some appearances, allegedly, one of which was with Chris Sims, and then him and Mike Florio did not like that at all. And then they started saying how they didn't think that it was appropriate to cancel at the last minute, and then they wouldn't refer to him by his name, but they kept saying a high-level quarterback, to which I said, oh my god, Sims has seen the light, a high-level quarterback in Tua. I can't wait to see where he has him ranked in his top 40 this year. This is going to be awesome. He had an awakening, and then his top 40 came out, and he has him behind Mac Jones.
One spot.
So as soon as the rankings came out, in a group text, me and Mikey A were peppering you, saying he did it just to piss off Billy Gill. But we don't really know, because Chris Sims, he takes this very seriously. He's very credible. He's the best in the business at breaking down quarterbacks. There is no way he would put together a list and put it in an order just to piss off one man on the planet.
Oh, I know what your surprise is now.
What's your surprise? Is Sims coming on today?
You talked to Sims, didn't you?
Well, I have a text to prove it.
Oh, no.
No, Sims is not coming on because he's currently recording the show that pays him, okay? So, I sent this to Sims. Did you put Mac Jones ahead of Tua simply to piss off Billy Gill? I'm going to flip my phone around and show you the response from one Chris Sims.
He's going to say no, I look at tape, blah, blah, blah.
It just
blah,
says
blah,
yes, blah. Doesn't it?
Okay.
Read it, Billy.
It is a gif of, I believe, Triple H doing the suck it to The Undertaker over and over again. And then it says, suck it, Billy, with a face that is crying laughing.
He did.
It's not an admission of guilt, but well, it
now,
is.
Now we know he's not a man of integrity, which I always suspected. You think this hurts me? You think this hurts me?
No, you should be flattered.
I'm in his head. I'm in his head. I like this.
You should be flattered that as a man who takes this very seriously and does this for a living, was putting together his top 40 list, one of the most popular things he does all year, and you were in his head, and he did it specifically for you.
He's watching game tape, taking notes, and then at one of the notes is just, F you, Billy.
It'd be great if he had Tua ahead of Mac and then realized, oh, wait, that's going to make Billy happy.
This whole, I mean, we don't need to pick apart his list today because he's not here. And by the way, we need to come up with our own list because this list is BS. He has Justin Fields one spot ahead of Baker Mayfield and Brock Purdy below Baker Mayfield. Like, what year is he watching tape from? Anyway.
Billy, you should be flattered and honored today. Seriously, you have affected Chris Sims' sacred top 40 quarterback rankings. I mean, I would feel honored if I were you. I would.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Poor Tua, man. He's never going to win. He's never going to win in the eyes of people that don't like him. Anyway.
You know what? You should listen. Here's your strategy, okay? You should say, Sims, you know what? I've started to watch some tape, and you're right about Tua. And then he'll go the other way and give Tua the credit that he deserves. That's maybe. What you need to do, Billy.
I don't think that'll happen, but sure.
Because he hates you.
I'll do it when he's down here for the 18 days we have him and Shanahan coming for.
That's right. Kyle, right?
Yeah, Kyle.
Okay. All right, let's get to our friend. I'm very excited for this. It's been a while since we spoke to Diana Russini, NFL reporter for ESPN and a good friend. And the last time I spoke to her, Mikey A., she wasn't a mom. Now she is.
Twice.
I know. Let's see how that's going.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code LAF. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code LAF, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello.
Hi.
Look how excited you are. We were excited, yet you're the one that is, seem more excited than I am.
Look, the last time I talked to you, I was a loser living with my parents. I don't even think I was married. I stopped talking to you guys. I got married. I have two kids. My career's taken off. I look younger. I've lost weight.
Like, you're welcome.
I have so many friends now.
We were your toxic friends.
I cover the Jets.
Wait, are you saying your life got increasingly better since I left it? Is that what you're saying, since we left it?
I didn't realize you were the problem.
Really?
Most people really? Don't until I leave them.
Stock just went through the roof. Never texted the guy again. Never called into the show. Never even asked, like, how are you guys are doing? I don't care because things are so good here.
Right. But you're on with us now, and so you run the risk of things going the other way on you, you know?
Well, you know what happens when things are really good. You're like, you know what? I'm bored. I need some excitement again. So you guys are the black cloud back in my life. It's good to be here. I miss you guys.
Things are going too well for me. Let me see if I can spice things up a little.
Exactly.
I can't believe the last time I spoke to you, you had no kids. And now you have two.
I have a soon-to-be two-year-old and a seven-month-old. Both boys. It's awesome.
Congratulations. You're glowing. Thank you. You're beaming.
Yeah, my life is insane. It makes no sense to me. Like, I know you don't parent a lot, like you golf tons, but when you have to like parent because you have babies, like it's a lot of work.
Yeah, my kids are in college. Last time you spoke to me, my kids were entering high school. Now my daughter's playing in the Final Four for Northwestern this weekend.
So here's the best part. All right, so like, even though you follow people on Twitter, it doesn't mean you're always seeing their stuff, right? So I see very little of you, which I don't know why, because I'm assuming you still tweet a lot. I don't know. You just don't pop up, or maybe you're just not registering, because probably my social media is probably blocking you without even me realizing it to protect me.
Right.
Anyways, I'm sitting at Jets OTAs, and the Aaron Rodgers calf thing happens. Then Alan Lazard goes down, and, you know, I'm giving updates because everyone is so hungry for the information. And for whatever reason, right before I hop on TV, you tweet, "Is anyone on the field? Who is on the field?" Like something like that. I start dying laughing. Matt Barry comes out to me live, and I'm still giggling, actually. I'm like, it was great, because that's kind of how I felt too at the time.
Well, it was funny because we were doing the main show with Dan, and Billy was taking delight in the fact that, because I keep telling everyone this is not going to go well, because things never go well for the Jets, okay? No. So Billy is delighting. He's in my ear. He's cracking up. He's telling me, Diana just reported that Rodgers is out, and then 5 minutes later, he had like tears in his eyes because Lazard went out. Why,
Billy? How could that have happened on the first day like that?
Did you see the video? He was throwing a medicine ball, which I was watching and thinking, like, what? I wonder what that does. Like, whatever, you know? And he did maybe three hops with it, right? Because they were like skipping with it. And then he stopped. I'm like, are you kidding? Like, this is going to be the reason the Jets season goes down the drain because of a medicine ball. Like, so fitting.
Yeah, but Zach Wilson came in and lit it up, I heard, right?
He did.
I know.
It's so funny you say
it. It gets worse.
I was like, look, what did he say? He's going to give that starter hell. That's what he's doing.
Wait, did he really look good? You said that in a way that was like, oh, my God, he looked like a different guy.
It was odd, actually. I was like, wow. Oh, and so Jesus. I wanted to make sure my eyes were still seeing the right thing. And because sometimes what happens is, you think people are doing what they're supposed to, but they're not even running the script that was giving them. You're like, oh, shoot, oops. You know. So I actually called a couple coaches after practice to talk about Aaron, and Zach came up. And so even one coach offered it up. He's like, Zach looked good, right? I was like, yeah, he looked really good. So, look, I think that's great news.
QB battle?
Quarterback competition?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? He's asking you seriously. Is there one?
No, I think everything Aaron Rodgers has done already is just, he's doing the right thing. And this sounds crazy when you talk to football people, which you guys are not. But when you talk to people who played the game or like coached or, you know, prior GMs, like they agree when I've talked about this. The Jets are doing the right thing because they're not messing this up. There are teams out there that would have messed this up. They would have brought Aaron in and said, this is how we do it here, and you're going to do that, right? At least the Jets are smart enough to say, this guy's won before, four-time MVP, here are the keys to the Jets organization. We're going to do what you need.
Right. Yeah, but he knows more about winning than they do. So the Jets have no leg to stand on, you know?
That's my point. I mean, obviously, right. they showed their cards by doing everything they possibly could to get the guy in the building. But at least now he's in the building, and they're allowing him to run it as it should be.
Right. But Mikey, how do you feel about Zach Wilson? Because Sims is going to be right about that, by the way, too, Billy. Zach Wilson's going to turn out to be good. Mikey, you're so mad right now, aren't you?
I am so mad. Because you know what? It's going to happen. He's going to play one mop-up game. He's going to do well. And we're going to be like, oh, when Aaron leaves, here comes Zach Wilson again. And it's just going to be the same old thing again. Diana, maybe you're my black cloud.
Whoa.
Wow.
Unbelievable. You know, it's funny. I had a lot of Jets fans the day I was at the OTA tweeting at me. And some were really nice asking questions, but my favorite ones were, get away from the Jets. Just because, like, the first time I was like aggressively tweeting about it.
Sure.
Yeah. Gosh, I wish we got to see some of the offense, but everything I've been hearing, it's not that it's crisp yet. It can't be. They're all learning each other, right? I can't report anything of like, man, this one looks great. This one looks great. In fact, I heard the defense was lighting it up over the offense at this point right now. But in terms of like what Aaron's doing on the field, like he's stopping plays, calling guys out already, not in a dictatorship type of way or even in just like an overly aggressive way, but just in a coaching, hey, this is why we do this. This is how I like it. This is how I like this run. I want this route to be on this side. Like, you know, he's very hands-on and specific about what he wants. And how do you not follow suit?
I saw you guys talking about this on Get Up. He just seems happier being there. He seems like a totally different person than he has been the last like 2 years in Green Bay. Just because of that, like they've given him the keys and they're like, hey, you're the legend. Let's just follow what you want to do.
And he's finally seen the sun. Anyway.
Look, it's nice to be loved, right? I mean, he's been doing the same thing for 18 years in the same place in a place that I don't really think is on a top five list of places that you want to live. And now he gets to live in the best state in the country and play for, you know, in front of fans that are starving, right? So look, I think he looks physically great. Like he looked younger to me. He's enthusiastic. I think he seems like he wants this attention too. He's liking it. You know, he had his first little New York moment, right? So he comes out onto the podium. And by the way, we didn't even have our full like media there. Like usually you can't even fit in that room and we all had seats. So that, I mean, unless the Jets added seats, I don't think so. Like the normal Aaron Rodgers press conference is going to be probably double what it was on Tuesday when I was there. But either way, you're still talking 40 cameras. Still and video, and you know the old school paper reporters still have those cameras that when they take a picture, it still has that like
right
sound, you know, and they don't stop because the quarterback's talking; they just keep going, right? So, especially if he's gonna be have an emotional reaction or be animated to something, the snaps go even higher. So he went. He stopped in the middle of a sentence. He's like, gee. And he said, he's like, Jesus. Right. Cause he's not used to that. In Green Bay, he stood at his locker with everyone around him. Now he's up at a podium with a bunch of reporters throwing questions at him, but also just that the sound of the cameras. I mean, it's a small, minor little detail, but that's New York.
When you said best state, you were talking New York, not New Jersey, right? Like,
no, I was talking New Jersey.
Yeah. No, you weren't. You were not talking about northern New Jersey.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you
were. It's where I'm from. It's where I live. It's beautiful. I offered to give Aaron a tour.
Right.
How
was that? Is it frosty? Like, how, when you first saw him, did he, because he told you to lose his number. So how was it when you went out to Jets practice?
Well, he didn't tell me to lose his number. He acted like he didn't even know me. That's worse.
He told Schefter to lose his number. He pretended to not know who Diana was, which is kind of rude. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you feel about that?
I felt like I was back in high school. You know, like the guy, you know, when like the guy denies he hooked up with you because he wants to be cool with his friends. He's like, who's that? Who's that girl? Who's the brunette that's really loud in class president?
Sees you in the hallway and acts like he doesn't know you.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't want to go to second base. I'm 15.
You've gone further than second base since I last spoke to you. I mean,
oh my God.
Grand slams.
Twice.
How happy is your mom that you've accomplished all the dreams that she had for you?
She's ridiculous. She's an ass. She's like, she's on a whole nother thing. Right. How are you going to raise these kids now that you're working so much? You know, the whole shit. Yeah, there's Billy. This is the situation with her. There's always something, right? Yeah,
well, you're still not on Good Morning America, so.
You know, Good Morning America recently asked me to do something, and I was so busy and slammed, and I had to say no. And I kept thinking, this could have been my chance to go on and just do a quick little thing on Tom Brady. And I called Jeff Darlington. I'm like, hey, can you do this for me? And he's like, are you sure?
God.
He's like, this is a big moment for you. This is like a family goal. I'm like, I know.
Wait, what was so important that you couldn't do it?
I actually had to do TV for ESPN. Like, I had to
actually do it. What? It's Good Morning America. It's ABC. It's the same company. They're all owned by Disney. What's the matter with you?
GMA. I
probably should have just done it. So that day that Aaron did that whole, like, I don't know who you are thing, I guess the radio, so my dad doesn't watch TV. Like, he doesn't even, like, he could care less. I'm on ESPN. But if I'm on, like, The Fan, you know, if I'm on, like, local sports talk radio New York, he'll text me, like, they're talking about you on The Fan. It's like, yeah, I know. I'm actually doing the talking on ESPN. Like, you know, so he was listening, I guess, to some of the conversations they were having. And one of them was that Aaron Rodgers didn't know who I was. And so my dad texts me, you should reach out to him and introduce yourself. I said, Dad, he knows who I am. I've interviewed him many times. That's what makes it so mean is I've played golf with him. I have gambled with him. Like, this is not somebody.
Wow. Best friends.
We've been at events. Not. I haven't actually played in his foursome. Like, it's just, we've been at the same events. We've had conversation.
Right.
So it's funny that he did that. But look, I think, it was also a little, it was funny that he picked the girl in it too. Like, it's like me and Adam, but he doesn't know it. Whatever. It was funny in the moment, and you can't get, I spend my day talking about players. I can't all get sensitive when someone doesn't, you know, speak highly of me in that moment. So, so now I got to see him all the time. So that's fun. Yeah.
At least it wasn't like in a giant thing where everyone was waiting to hear from him for months. And then he decided to do it when like millions of people were watching.
There.
Yeah. I debated, it's fine, my husband and I had coffee before, you know, breakfast, just talking about the day. And I was like, oh, I got to go see Aaron. I said,
we'll get to him in a minute, your husband. Go ahead.
I said, I'm going to raise my hand and say, hi, Aaron, Diana Rossini, nice to see you again. And then ask my question.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great idea. My husband's like, have some class.
Yeah. Wait, so your dad is not watching you on ESPN because he's sitting there listening to the Greg Giannotti all day? Like, that's...
And he doesn't listen to his car. He has one of those little portable radio things in his hand.
No.
And he brings it to my house.
I love that.
And he just, you know, always has it up to his ear and he's listening to... The thing is that I'm so glad that you can name people on the radio in New York because I don't even know who's on the radio in New York.
Oh, sorry, Aaron.
It's just like... I obviously love where I live and I support everyone from here, but I'm not in my car that much anymore. But he's retired, so I don't know what he's doing with his time, but sports talk radio, my father-in-law lives in Philly. He does the same thing. If I break a story on Twitter, on television, he doesn't know about it. But if WPI, what's that big one in Philly?
WIP.
WIP.
Yeah.
He'll text me right away. They're talking about you and WIP. And it's like, again, ESPN. I work there.
Right. So he's getting your news from Howard Eskin. It's unbelievable.
So Howard. So I hate Howard Eskin. I hate Howard Eskin.
Yeah. He hates us, by the way. Just so you know. So you're good.
No. Here's the difference. I think because I don't know how you've handled it. Like, you probably talk about how much you don't like him. I went up to Howard Eskin in Los Angeles recently, and I said, "I hate you." And he said, what? I said, I hate you. I don't like the way you talk about me. You show me no. And I've never done this in my life, by the way. Like, I get along with a lot of people. I don't like everyone, but I don't hate anyone. He's so mean. And he's been so disrespectful, you know, towards a lot of my reporting and the way he talks about me on the air. And he's like, oh, come on. It's just entertainment. I said, no, it's entertaining. Stop talking about me. And he's like, oh, let's make up. I go, no, I don't like you. This isn't like a peace agreement. So, yeah, I hate him.
You're a badass.
I think that your husband gave you horrible advice on how to handle Aaron. I think one, and like maybe we can help you. One, do that to Aaron. Like in the next one, just don't have a question. Just say, I hate you. I don't like the way you talk about me. Or if you want to take the high road, maybe like raise your hand and say, hi, it's Diana, whatever my last name is, or whatever it is that he said, like very dismissive. Don't even give him your full name and then ask him the question.
Yes.
Oh,
I love it.
Yeah, I wish we had the clip of what he actually said.
Yeah.
By the way, the hardest part about that was I was on TV when it actually happened. So Sage Steele was next to me and somebody else was talking to her left. I think it was Louis Riddick or an anchor. And she's like mouthing to me, Aaron Rodgers is pretending he doesn't know you. And so I know they're going to come on TV and ask me about it, right? So, and credit to Sage in that moment. She like looked at me dead in the eye. I was like, be classy. Like she knows my Italian temper, right? So she's like expecting me to be like, oh yeah, like go crazy. But I didn't. So I kept it professional on the air. But inside I was like, ew, what a dorky move. But I'm actually really excited to be around him. I think it'll make for a funny relationship. I mean, how is it not funny? Like, I'm going to make a joke of it. And I like to think after he talks to me a little bit, he'll realize like, I'm not this crazy mean but I'm not a mean spirited person. And I love football and I'm going to cover them fairly.
You're a wonderful person. You're a great person. You should only ask him questions about Zach Wilson. I think that would be great. That's the way I think you should. Hey, Zach looks really good. Any younger.
I keep catching myself too. Cause you know, we've heard all the rumors about his personal life and his family. You know, I'm on TV today with Greeny. And you know, when you talk about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers with Mike Greenberg, it's like, he loses all professionalism. Like he has no, the dude is a pro's pro. I've never worked around anyone like Mike Greenberg. He's literally the most talented person I've ever sat next to, but for whatever reason, when they goes Jets, it just goes off the tracks.
Right.
And he's not himself. He just becomes a fan.
Right.
And so, you know, he asked me my takeaway with him and Nathaniel Hackett. And I was like, look, you would think him and Nathaniel Hackett are family. And it's like about to come out of my mouth. And I realize that's probably not the best way to put it because, right, you know, it doesn't have that great relationship. So I've been trying to find different ways to describe that relationship, you know, because he's new to New York and he's going to get a lot of headlines that I don't even know if he's ready for. You know, the most common question I've been getting is, how do you think he's going to handle the New York market? Right. I've been part of this market for my whole life. I don't think we're scary. I don't think anyone asks.
I agree.
We're not scary at all. In fact, I think we get charmed easily because most people are blue collar grinders. They come from from places and a family that worked hard to get to where they are. So everyone just is like, let's just do our jobs and get out of here. No one's trying to get anyone.
Right. Especially if you win, Diana. If you win, if he wins and wins early, he'll be celebrated there by the media.
Here's the thing that people don't realize. If you're covering a team, you want them to win. You want them to win. It's interesting. It sells papers. The more you win, the more people are excited by it and more interested. But yeah, I'm watching the fun little back and forth now. You know, we're all laughing at his jokes and, you know, it's all cute right now.
So I have the top 10 places to live in America. We're not going to like the results here, but you mentioned Greeny being the most talented person you've ever sat next to. You've sat next to me. Just so you know.
Yeah, she knows.
She got it.
She's
10 steps ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yet I've been hearing, and I don't disagree with you, that you keep giving me all this credit for launching your television career. And I'm flattered by it. I appreciate it. I'll keep doing it. But I mean, you're not giving it to Greeny. You're giving it to me. And Billy's looking at us like, what the hell are you talking about?
Who said, besides like the one interview I did with like a Michigan State University journalism student who's like a junior in her blog, right, about like an experience that helped, you know, change my career, perhaps have an effect on it. That was when I answered her. It's not like I'm sitting with like big high profile magazines and writers talking about reflecting on my dumb little career going, oh yeah, Stu Gotz is the reason. But, but I will say, I have been asked the question in job interviews in my past and meeting other networks along my trails. When do you think your career started to get a little steam. And I said, you know, I always thought that my football knowledge and my relentless reporting style would get me at a big network. And I think it helped keep me at ESPN, but it wasn't until Stugatz in the most raw moment. And in I really think in following his own instincts, asked me to do an imitation of my mom, and we did it. And that people still come up to me. It was 5,000 years ago, and people still at stadiums will come up to me like, do your mom. And it's, by the way, it is still the hardest thing I've ever done on the air, because you guys wanted real football information in her accent. And it was difficult.
Yeah. What I did was I told you right before we started the bit, and it was great, and you crushed it. I said, I'm not going to bail on you. Like, I am not going to bail on this bit. We're going to make it work, right?
And you said, you trust me. That's what I you did. Said. You trust me. And I remember thinking, no! Yeah.
Stop saying that in interviews, if I could give you a piece of advice.
I do owe that day. It was like, I remember,
magical day.
It was like a July summer day. No one's working. No one's listening. You're filling in. Dan was on like a 10-year honeymoon.
Oh, God.
And no one was really paying attention to me, and you were so desperate to have anyone come on the show, and I didn't happen to walk by.
Exactly. I mean, there's only so many times Reese That's Davis exactly can walk right. past the door and say no.
Do you remember how uncomfortable you would make Reese? You'd be like, you are very good looking.
Oh,
like,
my just, God.
You
know,
yes.
It
yes.
was like, I don't know where this is going, but that was I'll be nice for 10 seconds. That moment, forget the fact that it was fun and I enjoyed it and it took off a bit, but it was a great reminder to me, and I've applied it almost every single day and every on-air opportunity I get, that me being myself will always take you to the right place.
That moment helped your ascension and was the beginning of Stugatz's downfall, which is incredible.
I remember running into Jimmy Pitaro in the stairwell right after we did it. Jimmy Pitaro, the president of ESPN. He was fairly new at the time. And I said, hi, how are you? I'm Diana Rossini. He's like, I know who you are. I just heard you on the radio doing an imitation of your mom. I was cracking up in my office. And then he just kept walking. And I was like, holy crap.
He was walking downstairs to fire me.
Yeah. When do they leave?
I forgot HR was downstairs.
Right. Oh my God, that is too funny. Yeah. I'm happy for. Well, thank you. That is very. It's the only thing I've ever done for you. But you were great. You are great because you have a great personality, and so that's all I've ever told you is to kind of bring that into your reporting. You know, and you have. I've noticed. I've been watching. I haven't called you, but I've noticed.
Yeah. You don't call. You don't text. It's okay. But I know you're always looking out. For
You're
me,
big
like
shot.
A godfather of some type, because I think you saw that I was the NFL space is so diluted. You know, there's just so many people, and you know, obviously, so many people are such, you know, are great at reporting. Schefter's the king, and I wasn't getting any traction, and so I realized I have to stop trying to be Susie Culber. I got to stop trying to be Wendy Nix. I got to stop trying to be Schefty. And just deliver information, build relationships, and be myself. And let's see. And I'm hoping I keep getting better at what I'm doing.
I meant to ask you this because for me, when my kids were a little bit older than your kids are right now, you have two kids. The work family balance started to become difficult for me. And so I was wondering, how has that transition been for you? Because I know you're a family person. Family comes first. Those kids are always going to come first before any reporting. I mean, heck, you blew off Good Morning America and let Darlington have it because you care about, you have other stuff, you have responsibilities, you're loyal, okay? And so how has that balance been for you? Because I found it to be very difficult when I was going through it.
Yeah, it's definitely been the hardest part of everything because you want to be great at your job, and what makes I think what has helped separate me over the years are those relationships I have with people in the NFL, and those that takes time, right? To have relationships, you put in the time. It's the opposite of what you and I do as a friend, right? Like you call for no reason, you send out text messages, you meet for a drink, you meet for a coffee, to keep those relationships going. And when I was single, even newly married, not that I was married that long before we had children, but I had a lot of time and I don't anymore. So in one hand, I became more efficient. I don't have the bandwidth like I used to. Like I've probably lost friends over the last 2 years. I don't think forever. I just think they get it.
They'll come back.
I like to think that. But just I have these situations that are difficult for me. Like I was talking to a Jets source right around the time when we thought Odell was going to sign with them. And I was about to report that he was going to the Jets. That's how close of a deal that was about to get done. He obviously wound up with the Ravens. And my son is losing his mind in the car seat. He's screaming. So, and he's not like that. And I don't know what was happening, but then, you know, as the mother, I'm worried he's hurt. But I need to get the green light from this person to go with the story. It was gigantic. It was a Thursday. And I remember it was right after it was after the Aaron Rodgers. Or no, Aaron Rodgers wasn't official yet, but it was building towards it. So I was like, I got to get this one. And I'm muting the person every time he talks so he can't hear Michael screaming. And I'm just, the whole thing, I'm just like embarrassed. I'm thinking that I'm getting judged. Like, that's the hard stuff of when I have to be a mom but also be a pro. And thank God, almost everyone I work with is in the parent world.
Sure.
So everyone gets it. Everyone
like that helps. Yes. Right.
It does. It's still, I will always be self-conscious about it though. Like, I'm like, oh man, cause it's annoying, right? Who wants to hear a baby screaming in the background? So just things like that are really challenging. And obviously leaving them, which that part of it hasn't been too hard on the travel. I'm cool once I'm there. Cassie Hubbard gave me great advice when I was pregnant. She said, here's the truth. No one's going to say this to you. You can't be in two places at once. You can't. It's impossible. So if you have to be at work, be amazing at your job. Be the best you've ever been, because you can't be your kids anyway. So you might as well go be fantastic. It's great advice. And I've kept that in mind. My husband and I just went on vacation for the first time. We went 5 days, Turks and Caicos, no Ooh, babies.
Nice. And how was that?
Horrible.
Oh.
Why? I mean, it's alone time with your hubby.
Wonderful. Well, we're trying not to have a third. So let's start there, right? So it was like, all right, let's just, you stay over here. My mom's always like, stop looking at each other, right? So stay there, I stay here.
Wait, I thought mom would want as many grandchildren as possible. No,
no? Okay. Babysitting. Right. So sick. Because right, I drop my kids off all the time. I'm like, I gotta work, I gotta make money.
Stop looking at each other.
You too. This is Joey says. You too. Stop doing that. I'm like, doing what? I just told them to sweep the kitchen.
Right. So Turks and Caicos, 5 days.
Yeah, just not good. We had a great time the first 2 days because we slept. It's funny. The server kept coming over to us on the beach. They had that great like beach service, and like we keep coming over to just want to give you guys drinks, but every time we come over here, you're sleeping. And we're like, sorry, because our kids still feed at night. I still feed my sons at night, so we're exhausted. Like we're zombies. I'm like, I'm dead right now. I'm talking to you. I'm actually napping while I'm talking to you.
Right.
What happens? We're in it, right? A 2-year-old and a 7-month-old. It's hell.
Is your husband helpful?
He's amazing.
He is. Okay.
He's unbelievable. But I started to feel guilty, like. 2 days in, I'm like, Kev, we're on the beach, we're having fun, like we should be with them, like. And then he started to feel guilty, and then we decided to just take this boozy cruise, and we felt fine after like 7 rum punches. But the whole balancing act, and even I think when you talk balance publicly, I feel like females always get the advantage there because we're the moms and we're looked at as the caring ones. But I don't think we discuss enough how difficult it is for men that have careers as well as parents. If you want to be a good dad, right? Because I'm watching my husband struggle, but he's got challenges as well with his job and what he does, and wanting to be in the kids' lives, and it's hard for everybody.
I think Billy and Mikey actually both would be perfect people to ask. I mean I went through it years ago and it was difficult because. We care about these jobs. We love these jobs. These jobs are very hard to come by. But we love our children, and we don't want to miss moments. For me, it was missing some of the moments. That was tough. Like, Billy, Billy's great. Like, Billy will flat out tell me, hey, I got to go do this with my kid. We're not doing this right now.
Well, I mean, that's because you also call me for an hour and a half every day. And I'm like, Stugat, it's like, do you not hear the baby crying? Like, I'm moving closer to
empty nester, Billy. I'm bored.
Oh, trust me. I know. Trust me. I know that the times calling and complaining to me has replaced the times that you spend with your children. I've caught on to that.
Billy, don't you love people who call between 4 and 7?
It's oh my like, God. Every clock every day. Stugat's at 6:30. It's like, dude, like this is like bath, feeding, bedtime, worst time.
Get in the bed earlier. Let's go. I mean,
it's horrendous. Kevin and I will sit on the couch after we do the bath, the food, the bed, and we look, you would think we went through war. Like we look at each other. Like,
that's because you did.
Like, what just happened? What was that? You know, it's such an interesting bond that you connect with your partner when you're doing it. It's not like it makes you love each other more. That's definitely not happening in my household. It's just survival. And you're like, wow, like,
we're victims of the same trauma. Like, we've bonded over going through a war together. And some, by the way, lots of nights, my wife doesn't make it. Like, she goes to put the baby to sleep and then she falls asleep. And I'm like there alone on the couch and like, well, it's 8:30. I guess I'm done for the day.
She's a casualty of war.
Yeah. A lot of nights. Yeah.
You left her behind.
There was a time where I grew up very old school. My parents always went to bed together like that. That was just, and they've been married 45 years. So to me, like that's the dream. That's what you want. And my siblings are the same way with their significant others. Now it's get a pillow and just like, if you got to go, go. Wait. But like, it's survival all the time.
I'm going to get you out of here, and we miss you, and hopefully we'll have you on more often. But who got you the best baby gift? Who got, like, what was the best gift you got?
Adam Schefter.
He's the best.
He's just the, I love really? That man more and more every, more time I spend with him, the more I talk to him. It was so thoughtful, because here's the thing. The first kid, everyone gives you amazing stuff, right? Seeing Levy sent this basket of so much crap, and everyone spent so much money on Mikey. So then I had Joey, and I had my baby so close. So I knew the second one, you don't really go, you know, I get it. Like, you did a big deal for the first. But
are you saying Levy got you nothing, the second one?
Nothing, not even a text. He saw me.
Classic Leaves.
He goes, pregnant again? I go, and he knows Kat, he knows my husband. He's hung out with him a bunch of times. He's like, Jesus. He's like, Kevin, man, he's got good hair, but shit. I'm like, I know. Oh yeah, no, Shefty just had all these like personal things, like bibs and blankets, all with Joey's name on, all football things that I hang in his room, like awesome. And then I had some, the Pittsburgh Steelers sent me a big basket with the terrible towels and all that crap, which, you know, we're in an Eagles household now, so yeah, that doesn't go anywhere.
Right. Schefter's incredibly thoughtful. He really is. It's amazing.
I have great. So I've become really close with him. I love being around this person. He is so socially awkward. He hates the attention. He's actually an awkward person, and I lean into it, right? Because I'm not. I mean, I'm awkward and weird, but I'm comfortable in it. I like to sit in it. And so I enjoy being with him, watching him squirm when like owners of NFL teams are like fanboying over him. They're like, oh, like you have to see, Stu, how people react to Shefty. People right. with juice in football that want to get close to Adam. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. It's incredible to watch. It's why it gets every story.
Quickly, who got you the worst gift? Someone that we would know, like the worst. Like, just like you were expecting big things, they got you nothing.
Oh, Jeff Darlington.
You gave him Good Morning America. Yeah. What the hell?
He definitely sent me a used blanket.
No, he did not.
Darlington.
Definitely was like, oh, Will or Kate never used this. Maybe once or twice. Guy will never know. I think one of them even said on it. I'm like, first of all, hey, boys. Not send me an embroidered blanket with your kid's name on it. Like, what am I going to do with a cape blanket?
Holy shit, that's funny. I'm sorry to laugh, but it's funny. Good talking football with you. Did we talk football? I don't even know if we talked football.
It's ridiculous. This is what you created, though. Because this happens on all the shows I go on. And what is my title these days?
You tell me. What is it? I mean,
it's supposed to be a national NFL reporter, insider, host, and it's become just a clown at this point. Thank you, guys.
You know what? You deliver the news. You deliver it well. You're one of the best in the business. You and Adam Schefter, okay? But when you come on here, our audience wants to hear about you, all the trials and tribulations through motherhood and being married, okay? That's what they want to hear. That's what they expect from us, okay?
Well, now that I talk to you, I'll definitely be divorced and lose my kids to him probably. Now
oh, jeez.
Oh, God. All right.
I'll see you guys in a few years with my new husband.
Four more kids. Yeah. All right, we love you. It's been way too long. Thank you for doing this, and I know you got to run, but thank you for the time. You're great.
Thank you. Got to go. Bye.
Diana was great, but there were two things. I teased a top 10 cities in America to live in list, and I never got back to it. Billy had another football question, and Billy never got to it because I think Billy felt like we went down a much better path talking about her as a mom, her relationship with her husband, her mom telling her and her husband not to look at each other anymore because she doesn't want him having any more kids.
What's going on?
Watch him.
What's going on at Turks and Caicos? Isn't that where Mojo said he went and he didn't like it either, that he was bored? Like, that has always seemed like a destination I want to go to, but it seems like the people that we talked to that have been there recently didn't love it.
So I went to Turks and Caicos for spring break one year back when I was in college. I had a blast, but I was in college. And so wherever you go, you have a blast.
For spring break, anywhere you go, you probably have a great time if there's enough people there.
But then I went there later on because it was beautiful there, right? Scenic, nice, the water, amazing, hotels, fantastic, right? I went back there, same thing. I think my twin daughters at the time were maybe 5 or 6, and my wife and I just needed to get away. And so it's somewhat close to where we live, Billy, in terms of travel time. But when I got there, it was not spring break, my friend. I was bored. I sat there on the beach, but that's what I needed. I needed to be bored, and I wanted to sleep, and that's exactly what I did.
What do you get, like, Mikey, if you go away to, like, one of these tropical destinations, like, what are you expecting to do there? You know what I mean?
Eat and drink.
Yeah, like I
get. Drink would probably be the only thing.
They have like jet skis. Is there like parasailing? Maybe one day I'll decide, hey, let me go snorkeling or something. Like, that's all I need in a vacation at the ocean. Like,
right.
I don't need any craziness.
I want to be able to order a drink that I can't order at a regular bar. Like, I want to like a frozen slushy, like peanut
colada. Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I'm okay. I can do that because I'm in Turks and Caicos.
I'm a big Miami Vice guy. Miami Vice guy. Yeah.
But listen, you guys are both in the middle of it in terms of parenthood, right? Like, you have little kids. You absolutely understand everything Diana was just talking about. I am years removed from it. But tell me, you don't like, do you want a wild vacation right now, Billy? Or do you just want to go somewhere and sleep?
I don't see myself going on a vacation without my children in the near future. Like, we're already having conversations about a cruise next year, but a Disney cruise next year. So even like the cruise will be like, hey, kid friendly, also like super expensive. And I don't know why we couldn't have gone on a Disney cruise when I still worked at ESPN and got a discount on it. But that's a story for another day.
All right. What was your NFL question? By the way, top 10 cities in America to live in. My wife sent me this yesterday, and she told me don't share it with a specific somebody. All right. Number one on the list is Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Why?
Your wife said not to share that?
Well, she said don't share it with Aaron, as if I could, right?
Yeah. Does she think you and Aaron are friends?
She does, yeah. Okay. She knows we're friends. I mean, you know. But Mikey, you ask why, and my response to that is Aaron no longer lives there. Well, they got him out of town. It's a much happier place now. But why?
Why?
They're going to lose.
We had so much football we didn't get to this week.
Like what?
Yeah.
Tom Brady's a team owner now.
Oh.
Patrick Mahomes says, don't worry about the money. I care about my legacy, which is such a stupid thing to say, by the way.
It's a great thing to say. Because he's loaded. And
it's not a great thing to mean.
He does. I don't think he does, if I'm going to be honest with you. That's the PR game. That's like, how do I get the fans behind? I don't care about that. It's a perfect, I just care about winning.
They all know he cares about the money, but that's perfect to say that you care about the resume. Yeah. That's well done by Patrick Mahomes. It's why he's the best in the game.
Guys, Adrian Peterson, not officially retired, according to him. So,
oh, wow, he's back.
Yeah. Well, he's not, because he's not anywhere, but he's not officially retired. He could be back.
All right. Anything else we missed?
Yeah, I was going to ask Diana, but we didn't get to it. So the Washington Commanders lost their application to being the Washington Commanders because I guess someone else trademarked it before they did, which seems like something you would do before announcing you're the Washington Commanders.
Make sure you have that buttoned up.
Yeah, like make sure you have the rights to the team name you've been going by. So now they may need to change their name again or pay some smart person a ton of money to not have to change everything again.
Jealous I didn't think of it.
I mean, same.
Oh, man.
Damn, missed opportunity, Billy.
Someone probably did the same. Well, I guess Mikey told us that's not the case, but someone may have done the same thing with the Hartford Whalers.
Yeah. Get back to us next week. But, Billy, I think we addressed the things that needed to be addressed for our audience, okay? That's the way we've approached this show. I know there was a bunch of football stuff. You just, you know, you ran through it quickly. We got to it. But I think they want to hear Chris Sims purposely put Mac Jones ahead of Tua just to piss you off. And they want to hear Rossini talking about being a mom. Like, that's what our audience wants, you know?
We just checked all the boxes in case Metalark or DK was asking, why didn't you talk about this? We did. It's in the last 2 minutes.
Right. And when do they get a hold of God Bless Hockey?
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.